Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu osihlanganisile ukuba sihlangane ngalendlela.
I thank God who has brought us together that we could meet in this manner.
Siphuma le eNamibia, eNamibia kuibanganyana.
We not so long ago came from Namibia, and that's quite a distance away.
Ngibonga ukuthola leli thuba lokuba ngihlangane nani. Sihlangane ngezwi leNkosi.
And I thank God that we can meet like this around the Lord's word.
Singaqhubeki kukhona bathanda ukubusiselwa ingane yabo.
Before we continue, there's some that would like their child to be blessed.
It's Victor here.
There's a couple who'd like their child to be blessed and dedicated to the Lord.
You people who like your children to be blessed like to sit far back.
But then
you can look at you a long time while you come here. That's not only for you. All those usually that like to have their children blessed sit far away.
I
don't know why. Maybe they like us to look at them a long time. But for the future, you who have got children to be blessed can sit right here in front. Unless you would like us to have a long look at you. Okay, shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we pray and praise your name that you've entrusted your children with this child.
Sidumisa igama lakho ukuba ubanikeze abantwana bakho lo mntwana.
Be with them in a special way. Grant your blessing on the life of this child.
Yiba nabo ngendlela engajwayelekile isibusiso sakho sibe phezu kwalo mntwana.
In a way that passes our understanding.
Ngendlela edlula ukuqonda kwethu.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You don't mind. Just to help those that will come again, come with their children. That they needn't sit right at the back. They can sit here in front. Okay. Thank you. God bless and be with you. Yes. Ngiyabonga ukuthola leli thuba lokuba ngibe nani.
Yes, I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be with you.
Itext lethu silthola kuyisaya isahluko sangamashumi amathathu nesihlanu.
Our text is from Isaiah 35.
Ivesi liga 8.
Verse 8.
Kuya kuba khona umendo nendlela eyakuthiwa indlela yobungcwele. Ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo, kepha iyakuba ngeyabantu bakhe abahamba ngayo, noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka kuyo.
And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. The simple will not stray from it.
I text letugelelo ngokuka Isaiah 35 isahluko leso sehlane.
This is our text from Isaiah 35 about the desert.
Kuyakuba khona umendo nendlela eyokuthiwa indlela yobungcwele. Ungcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo, kepha yakuba ngeyabantu bakhe, abantu ngayo abahamba ngayo, noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka kuyo.
And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. The simple will not stray from it. I'm so glad that I can be here with you today. I trust that you know and understand what this chapter is about in the Bible.
Ngoba ngasho ngathi kuhle uma nifike ekhaya nikufunde nisemadolweni.
Because I told you prior to this, you should go after the service, go home and read this chapter on your knees.
Angithandi ukuthi ngiphinde lokho esengikushilo.
Now, I wouldn't like to repeat what I've already said.
Kodwa nokho ngiyajabula ukuba nani namhlanje.
Nevertheless, I'm so glad I can be with you today.
Nizoxola uma kukhona engikuphindayo enikwaziyo.
Please forgive me if I repeat something which you already know.
Ngiyazi ukuthi abantu bayakhathala uma into iphindwa.
I know some people get tired when something is repeated.
Kodwa ngikhumbula umfundisi waphesheya.
But I remember a minister from overseas.
Wacelwa ukuthi aphathe amabandla amathathu.
And he was asked to oversee 3 congregations.
Wathandaza wathi uNkulunkulu uthanda ukuthi ngishumayele ngakuphi.
So he prayed. He said, "Lord, what should I preach about?"
Kwabekeka into enhlizweni yakhe.
And a word was laid on his heart.
Wathi ngizoshumayela le ntshumayelo kuwo amabandla omathathu.
So he decided he will preach the same message in all 3 congregations.
Watsuka ke wayesontweni lokuqala washumayela.
So he went to the first church and there he preached.
Wathi usezosuka kaye esontweni lesibili ashumayele inshumayelo le uNkulunkulu ayibekile enhlizweni yakhe.
So then after that, he was to leave to go to the next church, the next congregation, to preach that message that God had laid on his heart.
Uma esephume enkonzweni ilunga lebandla lasuka lakhuluma lathi mfundisi usuyaphi manje, wathi sengiya kulelo bandla.
And after the service, one of the members of the congregation came to him and said, "Pastor, where are you going now?" And he said, "I'm going to that church."
Amasonto ayemathathu.
There were 3 churches.
Izindlu zamasonto.
3 church buildings.
Kodwa ube nenshumayele yodwa nje.
But he only had one message.
UNkulunkulu wathi kuye, "Khuluma uthi."
And God said, "Speak thus."
Waba nenshumayele yodwa nje ezoyishumayela kulamasonto amathathu.
And so he had only this one message that he was going to bring to all three of the congregations. After the first
service,
on his way now to the second church,
ilunga lebandla begu ilunga fostia.
This man was an elder of the church.
But he
had said, "What must I preach, Lord?" The Lord said, "This is the message." Only one message for all three congregations.
So,
having completed his message at the first church, he was now on his way to the second one.
Ilunga lebandla lafika kuye lathi mfundisi uyaphi.
And an elder said, "Where are you going now, Pastor?" And he said to that church, he said, "Can I please go with you and accompany you?" And so this minister was quite perplexed. He thought, "What am I going to do? I only have one message to bring to all three of the congregations." And the elder said, "Reverend, I'll accompany you."
And so But
he was troubled in his heart. He said, "I've only got this one message that I'm going to bring to all three congregations."
And he
said, "Pastor, I'll accompany you to that church."
He
said, "What am I going to do? Here's this elder. He wants to accompany me. He's going to hear the same message three times."
So he said,
"Well, if that's what you feel on your heart, that's fine. You can come along." He had prayed in his heart, "What should I speak about today?" And God had only given him that one message.
And
so he said, "Now, I'm going to preach the same message again at the second church. What will this elder say when he hears the same message for the second time?"
Why is on to endless tart? Why shumayela yona leon shumayelo food?
And to this third congregation, and he preached the very same message again.
What I got to lelilunga says he lizo kusha kupi mhlambe lyodinwa.
And he thought, "My, what is this elder going to say about this? He'll perhaps be taken aback, having heard the same message three times."
But,
before that, when the elder asked him, "Where are you going?" He said, "To that church," and he thought, "What will he think if I preach the same message again?" And the third time, but he decided, "I don't mind. I will just Say that which God has said in my heart, even if I do it 3 times.
Ilunga la hamba nai, wapinda leo ntumayelo. Uma eseye sontweni lesithathu, wapinda leo ntumayelo.
So the elder accompanied him at the second church. He brought the same message again. Then he went to the third one and he brought the same message again.
Wathi kodwa lo muntu uzothini ngami ngiphinda phinda phinda into eyodwa.
And he said, what will he think? What will he feel that I repeat the same thing?
Kodwa kwabanjalo ngoba ubezizwela uNkulunkulu ebeka lokho enhlizweni yakhe.
But that's how it went, because he felt that's what God had laid on his heart.
Wayiphinda kwesibili, wayiphinda kwesithathu. Emva kwesonto lesithathu, ilunga leza kuye.
So, at the second church, and then at the third church, after that time, this elder came to the pastor, to the preacher.
Umfundisi uphinde kathathu into eyodwa.
He said,
kodwa kabili angizwanga ukuthi ubuthini. Kodwa uma usuphinda kwesithathu kwasa kimi.
He said, Reverend, you preached the same message 3 times, but the first 2 times I didn't hear it, but the 3rd time it penetrated and I heard.
Lapho kuzwa lokho ngokwesithathu kwasa kuye.
When he heard the message for the 3rd time, it dawned on him.
Ngiyazi ukuthi siyathanda ukuthi into ikhulunywe kanye nje ikakhulu abamhlophe.
Now I know we like to hear things only once, especially the whites.
Kodwa uma umfundisi esephinda kwesithathu, umfundisi ilunga leza kuye lathi, mfundisi waphinda kabili ngalento angizwisanga ukuthi ubuthini. Kodwa uma usuphinda kwesithathu kwasa kimi, kwakhanya indaba.
The elder said, Reverend, you preached the same message 3 times. The first 2 times, I didn't really hear and understand. But the 3rd time, it dawned on me, the light went on.
Sangiyabonga ukuba nani bengingekho kulezi nsuku.
Now I'm glad I can be with you as I've been away for some days.
Besile in Namibia.
We had been there to Namibia.
Sahamba kahle kakhulu.
And we went very well.
Izwe elihlane njengoba ngasho fundani Isaiah 35. Nifike ekhaya nguqe nifunde. Niphinde nifunde. Nithi uNkulunkulu uthini kimi ngale ndaba.
That chapter 35 is about a desert, just like Namibia is a desert. And I said, go on your knees and read this word again and again and ask God, what has he got to say to you through this word?
Wathandaza wathi uNkulunkulu, ngizoshumayela kulamasonto amathathu. Ngisuke kuleli sonto, ngiye kulelo. Suka kulelo, ngiye kulelo. Uthanda ukuthi ngikhulume ngakuphi? UNkulunkulu wayesemnika intshumayelo eyodwa.
Just like that preacher who said, Lord, what shall I preach about? I'm going to go to these 3 different congregations. And the Lord gave him 1 word and 1 message.
Wathi, hey, ngaba senkingeni manje ngizophinda phinda. Abamhlophe abathandi ukuthi into iphindwe kabili. Abantsundu baholunye uhlobo. Baphinda phinda iculo noma indaba. Kodwa abamhlophe bafuna ukuyizwa kanye nje.
And he was troubled. He said, now what will I do? I'll have to repeat it. And you know, it's a problem to many whites. They only want to hear things, something once. With the blacks, it's not a problem. You hear it even in their songs. They repeat the same thing over and over.
Uma esegedile esontweni lesithathu umfundisi wafika kuye umfundisi omhlophe wathi washumayela kabili ngalendaba angizwanga lutho kodwa uma usuphinda kwesithathu kwasa kimi ngathi hawu kanti uNkulunkulu ufuna lokhu.
And then this elder came to him after he had repeated it the third time and said, you know, the first two times, I didn't really understand and hear properly, but I only understood it after you said it the third time. And then he said, Lord, is this what you had in mind?
It is what's funny.
Nations aren't the same.
It is what's in tundu ziyathanda ukuphindinto. Omhlophe umtshele kanye sokwenele.
The blacks, they say, into imnani ngokuphindwa. It's nice when you repeat it over and over.
Noma ekuzwile, noma engakuzwisanga, kodwa kwenele kanye.
But the whites only want to hear it once. Even if they've understood it or not, they only want to hear it once.
Ilunga lahamba ke nomfundisi esontweni lesibili, esontweni lesithathu. Umfundisi wathi, awu kodwa senginamahloni, ngiphinda ngiphinda into eyodwa. Kodwa ilunga lafika lathi mfundisi washumayela kabili ngaletha angizwisanga lutho kodwa uma usuphinda kwesithathu kwasa kimi.
The minister
engomhlophe felt wapesheya
quite bad about it that he repeated the same message three times and the elder was there all the time. But then he came to him and he said, you know, after you preached it the third time, it's only then that it dawned on me. And he was a white man from overseas.
This is what's funny.
So nations aren't the same. Some nations are like this, and some nations like that. I'm so glad I can be with you again today.
Besisile eNamibia.
We were there in Namibia.
Eduze kolwandle la kuyihlane khona.
Close to the sea, next to the sea, and there it's just a parched desert.
Ungasuka la uye Goli isihlabathi sodwa akho lutho okumila khona. Isihlabathi sodwa.
And a distance as from here to Johannesburg, you can travel and you find no vegetation. It's just sand dunes, sand all over. Nothing grows. But I'm glad I can be here today.
Leo district.
And I also invited the party of that district that they should visit us. And so in these coming days, five of their officials will come and visit us.
Bayizi party mandla khona leyo district leso skuthi siphethwe ibona.
They're not coming here as believers. They're coming because they are the ones, the administrators of that area, those who lead the community in that area.
Ngabamema ukuthi beze la.
So I invited them to come.
Bayathanda ukufika balungisa ama passport abo bese bafike.
So they are getting their passports ready and they want to come.
Ngiyajabula ukuba khona la phakathi kwenu.
I'm glad to be in your midst.
Lelozwe iNamibia likude nala.
Namibia is far away from here.
Izizwe azifani.
Nations aren't the same.
Isizwe simhlophe sinje, isizwe sintundu sinje, ngisho izizwe zabantsundu azifani, nezindlela zabo azifani.
The white nations are like this, The black nations are like that. And even amongst the black nations, you get differences where their ways and their customs are different. I'm glad to be here with you. That we can look at God's word together.
Ngizokhuluma ngoIsaiah 35. Tisho sendilazi ngekhanda. Isahluko sehlane.
I'm going to speak about Isaiah 35. And you probably know this chapter off by heart already. The chapter about the desert.
Ngizothatha ivesi elodwa kuleso sahluko.
And I'll only take one verse from this chapter.
Iso leso sahluko engathi ngaso uma nifika ekhaya noguqa. Nisfunde. Nicela uNkulunkulu akhulume nani. Angazi ke ukuthi nakwenza yini noma ngakuphinda kaningi ningi.
I said you should take this chapter, go on your knees and read it being on your knees. I don't know if you actually went and did that, although I repeated it over and over.
UIsaiah 35 isahluko sehlane ngithanda ukukhuluma ngaso futhi kodwa ayisonke ivese lodwa.
So I'd like to speak again about this chapter, though not the whole chapter, only one verse from it.
Ivesi 18 kuyakuba khona umendo nendlela eyakuthiwa indlela yobungcwele ongcolileyo akuha akayi kuhamba ngayo, kepha iyakuba ngeyabantu bakhe abahamba ngayo, noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka kuyo.
Verse 8, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. The simple will not stray from it.
Ngiyajabula ukuba lapha phakathi kwenu ukuba ngiphinde ngikhulume nani.
I'm so glad that I can be in your midst and speak about this once again.
Ngikukhulume ngesahluko sonke ngakusho kulokho. Uma nifika ekhaya kuqani nifunde ntetela uNkulunkulu akhulume nani.
I will not speak on the whole chapter. I said to you at that time, go home. Read this chapter on your knees that God may speak to you through it.
Ngizothatha ivesi lodwa kuleso sahluko sehlane.
And I'll only take one verse from this chapter concerning the desert.
Verse 8. Kuyakuba khona umendo nendlela eyakuthiwa indlela yobungcwele ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo. Kepha iyakuba ngeyabantu bakhe abahamba ngayo, noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka kuyo.
And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way, and the simple will not stray from it.
Ngiyajabula ukuba nani. Ngiphinda ngikhulume ngalesi sahluko sehlane kodwa ayikonke leli vesi njengilifundile.
I'm glad to be with you and that I can once again speak about this chapter, although it's not the whole chapter I speak about, only the one verse, verse 8.
Sahamba kahle kakhulu.
We went very well.
Ngasuka ngacela ukuba ngikhulume nezikhulu zakhona. Bangabantu abayisithupha abaphethe leon leso sgodi.
When I got there, I asked to see the administrators of that area, and there are 6 of them who administer that district.
Sahamba kahle kakhulu.
And we went so well.
Basivezela umusa omkhulu kabi.
They were so hospitable, so good to us.
Sahlangana nomuntu wakhona wathi kulikhuni uma ufuna indawo la awutholi sekuyiminyaka isihlanu ngilindele ukuthi banginike indawo abangakuniki yona kuze kube manje.
And we met with somebody else from there and he said, you know, it's so difficult to get property here. I've asked for a small piece of land. It's now 5 years and I don't get it.
Ngathi ngicela ukukhuluma nabaphathi baleso sgodi.
So I asked to speak to the leaders of that district.
Isgodi esikhulu esihlane la kungamili khona kunye.
It's a large district, but it's only desert. There's no vegetation.
Kodwa okuyinqaba omhlophe wakhona unengadi encane watshala kumila kahle kakhulu ngaphezu kwala nalenzansi emakhokho.
But the amazing thing is, there's somebody there with a little garden, and there in that garden, things grow so lush. It grows better than down here at Makogo.
Isihlabathi simhlophe nje, kodwa kuyamila kahle khona.
It's only white sand, but the things grow so well.
Ngathi komunye ngicela indawo la, wathi hey kulukhulu uma ucela indawo. Mina seku 5 years ngicela.
And I asked someone, I said, is it possible that I can just get a small piece of land here? And somebody else said, look, it's so difficult to get any land here or property. I've been trying for 5 years and I haven't got it right.
Wathi kodwa nginengadi ungatshala khona ngoba bengifuna ukubona ukuthi kumila kanjani.
But he said, I've got a garden and you can use some of that. Because I wanted to try things out and see how it would grow there.
Kodwa ngazi ukuthi abantu banomusa kithina.
I don't know why, but the people are so good and kind to us.
Umhlophe olapho wathi seku 5 years ngicela indawo angayitholi kuze kube manje.
A white man from that area said, it's for 5 years I've been trying to get hold of a piece of land and till now I didn't get it right.
Ngathi ungicelela abaphathi bendawo abantu abayisithupha abantsundu abaphethe leso sgodi.
And then I said, won't you ask the authorities on my behalf? There are 5 black people who are the authorities.
Six
of them who look after that place.
Wathi mina sekuyiminyaka eyisithupha ngicela indawo angayitholi kuze kube manje.
And he said, for 5 years I've been trying to get a piece of land and I don't get it right.
Ngathi ngiyacela ukuhlangana nabantu abayisithupha abaphethe leso sgodi.
So I asked, could I maybe have an opportunity to meet with the authorities? There are 6 of them.
Ihlane, ungasuka la uye Goli, ungaboni lutho okumilayo.
It's desert, pure desert. You can go as from here to Johannesburg, you'll only find desert.
Ngathi ngiyacela ukuhlanganise abantu abayisithupha abaphethe leso sgodi.
So I said, can I please have a meeting with the authorities? There are 6 members of the regional authority there. And so we met.
Basimukele kahle kakhulu.
They welcomed us with open arms.
Noma sengimdala umuntu odlula ku 60 years akasavunyelwa ukusayina. Ngoku semdala kakhulu.
I am already quite old, and according to their law, anybody over the age of 60 hasn't got any signature authority anymore.
Basihlanganiseleke abantu abayisithupha abaphethe leso sgodi.
So they brought those 6 people together with the authorities of that region.
Ngazithula kubona, ngazithula ngathi sekuno 84.
And so I introduced myself to them as being of the age of 84.
ก็ต้องอยากแก้ลาอินดาวงานนี่ลาสิงาลีมาโคนะ
And I said, can we please have a small piece of land where we can use it for agriculture?
บัตสังกานะสักคุลูมะอุมุนโตลุลากุ60อากาฟุเนโลกุไซนังนอมาเทงกีโตวบับเซมตาลากาคูโต
So we met, we spoke together. Anybody over 60 cannot sign anymore for anything or cannot have any property rights there anymore.
Nati seng no 84 ngiyacela ninginika indawo encane sitshale ngoba ngibona ukuthi nakhe eparadise kodwa anazi ngithanda ukumkhombisa
So I said look I'm 84 already but can I please have a small piece of land because I believe you are living in paradise and you don't realize it I want to plant something to show you how it can be done
kukho nomhlophe khona oseneminyaka khona lapho
a white man from the region who's been there for years
naya kuyena abanye bathi kusasa hamba kusasa kodwa ngezo ukuthi ngihambe malapho ngaya kuyena ngathi sawubona ngiyacela ukuba ngithathe ngebanoi ngiyomdizisa kancane
and so I went there. Somebody said I should go the following day. I felt, no, I should go that very day. I went there and I said, look, I want to give you a flip in the aeroplane.
Watang sangene panuini. Bengi umshayeli we panuini. Kota sengakqinisa ukuthi geke. Ngisekhona emhlabeni. Ngingene panuini.
He said, you know, I don't get into an aeroplane anymore. I used to be a pilot, but I... made an oath to myself. I said, I'll never get into a plane again.
Ngathi hayi baba, musu kusho njalo. Ungangena kuleli banoyi esihamba ngalo, ngoba likholiwe. Ibanoyi elikholiwe futhi elomthandazo.
And so I said to him, sir, don't speak like that. You can get into this plane. Because this is a plane of faith. This is God's plane.
What all writing so figa is ukuthi nganqume ukuthi ngeke ngiphinde ngene ebanoyini.
I said, this is a plane of prayer. And he said, okay, I'll come and see. Although I had made a decision, I'll never get into a plane again.
Ngithi was ngizokuthatha ngebanoyi elomthandazo. Bese sikuthathe kancane.
I said, no, come. We'll take you to this plane, a plane of prayer, and we'll take you for a short flip.
Lapho ngisuka khona, ngiye ekhaya la ngihleli khona, ngiye ebhanoyini, kanti yena usefikile.
And so when I left from where we stay, we were staying to where the plane was, when I got there, I found him already there.
Ngathi ungangena kuleli bhanoyi. Elomthandazo.
I said, you can feel free to enter into this plane. This is a plane of prayer.
Wahamba nathi.
So he went with us.
Wayesengixoxelake.
And then he related to me.
Wathi indawo ngeke uyithole la. Mina sengino 5 years. Ngicela indawo encane. Kodwa ngakayitholi kuze kube namhlanje.
He said, you can forget about it. You'll never get a piece of land here. I've been trying for more than 5 years. Until now, I haven't been successful.
Ngathi woza, noma uthi awusangene panoyini, leli panoyi lethu elomthandazo, elokholwa. Uma ngisuka lapho, ngiye ekhaya, fike panoyini, usesilindele khona.
Before that, he said he had... So to say, made an oath to himself, he'll never get into a plane again. I said, don't worry, you can come into this plane. This is a plane of prayer. It's a plane of faith. You can come with us into this plane. When I left home and I got to the plane, I found him already there.
Ngangene panoyi naye. Sandizake ngathi athu And
so we got into the plane together. I said, Arthur, just take us along the coastline. When we had come back, he said, thank you very much.
What is it for 5 years?
And he said, for 5 years, I've been trying to get a piece of land here. Until now, I didn't get it right. They're not willing that anybody should own property here. And so, before that, I'd found him already ready, waiting for us at the plane, and so we went on the trip with him.
And
I said to him, you know, I would like to have a small piece of land here. People say there's nothing that can grow here. I think it's paradise. I think if we try, we'll see what will grow.
What he will call Nugutolindaula. So 5 years in Italindawingani.
He said, I think you can forget about it. You'll never get anything right. They won't allow you to own anything. I've been trying for 5 years. Until now, they haven't given me any land. I said, please just arrange a meeting with the authorities. There are 6 members of the regional authority there.
What he lapa gego he told in Tao. Several 5 years, Gikel in Tao Ingani, Abagangni, Giona, Kusukbe Manch.
I said, you won't get it right. You won't get anything. I've been trying for 5 years to no avail.
Nothing Kelu Slaganise, Laba by Stupa, Abba Pete Lilizwe.
But I said, arrange a meeting with the 6 members of that authority.
What you lungile? Nzokuluma nabo, wakuluma nabo, what in Golisbili, ungeza.
So he said, fine, I'll speak to them on your behalf. And they said, that Tuesday I could come.
Golisbili, saya, safika banta by stupa, abanzundu, abai stupa, abapete lesos goat.
And so we went there on the Tuesday. And I found the 6 members of that regional authority there.
Sahlangana, babe nomuso mkhulu.
We met. They were so kind.
Umuntu oseneminyaka engamashumi ayisithupha akasakwazi ukuthenga indlu khona noma indawo ngoba bathu segugile.
Now anybody there older than the age of 60 can no longer buy any house or buy a new property there. They say that person is too old. So we met with those people. They got them together on the Tuesday.
I
was quite open about my age. I said, look, I'm 84 years old. But I would like to get a piece of land and buy a piece of land.
Ngibonanake e paradise kodwa nasi. Ngipheni indawo encane nginfundise.
I said, you live in paradise and you don't realize it. Give me a small piece of land and I'll demonstrate it to you.
Bahlangana.
And they met.
Sakhuluma.
We spoke.
Ngaze thula kubona.
I introduced myself to them.
84. Kodwa ngicela indawo encane ngitshale ngoba ngiyanibona nithi nisehlane la kungamili khona ukuhla kodwa ngibona nakhe paradisi ngipheni indawo encane nginikhombise ukuze niqonde ukuthi indawo yenu inhle kanjani.
And I said, I'm 84 years old, but I would like to have a small piece of land here. Give me a small piece of land. You think that you're living in an arid desert where nothing grows. I believe that you're in paradise. Give me the opportunity and I will teach you, I will show you what can grow.
Umuntu osedlule ku 60 akasavunyelwa ukuthenga indawo noma indlu. Usemdala kakhulu.
A person older than 60 is no longer allowed to buy a house or any property there. He's too old.
Bahlangana ngolesibili bathi woza ngolesibili eofisini lethu. Safika khona ngafica laba bantu abayisithupha bathi ngikhulume ukuthi ngifunani.
And so they gave us the opportunity on the Tuesday. We went to their offices and we met together and they said, now speak and tell us what is on your heart.
Ngathi sengino 84 sengimdala ngibonile indawo yenu ihlale kodwa indawo eyiparadise. Ngicela ukuthi ninginike indawo encane ngizotshala ngifundise nibone ukuthi niseparadise.
I said, I'm 84 years old, but please give me a small piece of land. You think it's desert, nothing grows, but I'll show you, I'll teach you what can grow. This can be like paradise.
Bathi kulungileke. Sokunika indawo encane.
So they said, fine, we'll give you a small piece of land.
So ngino 84. Bagcina ku 60.
Now I'm 84, they end at the age of 60.
Ngahlangana nabantu abayisithupha bayiphethe leso sigodi.
So I met with the six regional authorities there.
Ngathi ngifikile, ngiyibonile indawo yenu. Ifana neparadise, kodwa nazi. Sengino 84, kodwa ngiyathanda ukufika nginikhombise ukuthi kutshalwa kanjani.
I said, I'm 84 years, but I've seen your place, your land. It's paradise and you don't realize it. Give me the opportunity and I'll show you what you can do.
Ngamangala bangimukela.
I was amazed how they received me.
Sengino 84.
I'm now 84 years old.
Saze satshala ke ezinye izinto.
And then we planted some things.
Ngiyabonga ukuba khona la phakathi kwenu namhlanje.
I'm so glad I can be with you today.
Basimukele kahle kabi.
They really welcomed us well.
Ngeke indlela.
They received us so well.
Yizo ukuthi sengino 84.
Although I'm already 84 years old.
Ngathi nakhe paradise kodwa nasi.
I said, you are living in paradise and you don't realize it.
Ngipheni indawo encane ngizonifundisa.
Give me a small piece of land and I'll teach you.
Isimanga bangimukela, bangimukele kahle, nginganixoxela okuningi, kodwa ngithandi, ngifuna ukuthi nginenzele inkonzo efushane namhlanje.
And so they welcomed me so well. We spoke together. There's so much that I could share with you, but I'm not going to do it. I want to keep the service short.
Ngolesibili sahlangane ofisini labo lika kopoletjeni. Ngathi sengino 84. Kodwa ngiyibonile indawo yenu. Ngipheni indawo encane ngizonifundisa ukuthi nenze njani ukuze ihlane lenu liphenduke libe iparadisi. Ngoka Isaiah 35.
And we met with them on that Tuesday. They received me so well. I said, give me a piece of land and I will show you that your desert can change into a paradise according to Isaiah 35.
Sahlangana ekopoletrini. Abantu abayisithupha bayiphethe leyo ndawo.
We met together there, six people who are in charge there.
Ngathing fikile la sengino 84. Ngibona nakhe eparadise.
I said, I'm here.
Kodwa nazi, ngifuna ukunikhombisa.
I'm now 84 years old. I believe that you are living in paradise and you do not realize it. Grant me the opportunity to show you.
Njengokuba kusho eBhayibhelini As
God's word says in Isaiah 35, that the wilderness will rejoice and blossom.
Noma sengino 84 umuntu khona no 60 akasakwazi ukuthenga into noma enzinto bathu sekugile.
I cannot explain to you how they welcomed and received me, although I'm 84 years old, because there anybody over the age of 60 they regard as somebody who cannot own property anymore, somebody who's too old to do anything. I cannot explain to you how well they received us.
But so
that said, how large would you like the piece of land to be?
500,000 ama hectare. Inkulu leyo ndaba.
I said, you know, just just 500,000 hectares. Now that's actually a large piece of land. They said, can you use such a large piece of land? I said, yes.
Kanti futhi ngifuna ukunikhombisa ukuthi leli hlane elina elihleli kulona lizokhakaza njengengadi.
I said, yes, I can. And I want to show you how this desert can burst into bloom.
Njengokusho iBhayibheli, bona akusibona abazalwane njengathi abantu nje abayisithupha esihlangene nabo kwakopholejini.
And that's in accordance with God's word. Now they're not believers as we are, they're just ordinary people, they're the regional authorities.
Ngathi nakhe paradise. Kodwa nasi nihlezi phezu kwengcebo, kodwa nasi.
I said, you're living in paradise. You don't realize it. You're sitting on a treasure and you don't realize it.
Abantu nje basezweni.
These are just worldly people.
Abayisithupha bakakopolejini abaphethe leyo ndawo.
The six members of that regional authority of that district.
Kanti omhlophe okhona uthi hey uma ufuna indawo la ke kuyithole ngoba soku 5 years ngifuna indawo encane nje angakayitholi kuze kube namhlanje.
And a white man who lives there said, you can forget about it, I've been trying for 5 years just to get a small piece of land and I failed.
Ngathi uma sesihleli kwakopolejini abayisithupha abaphethe indawo ngathi ngino 84 iminyaka ngibonile indawo yenu eyihlane nihlezi phezu kwengcebo kanti le ndaba ndawo yenu ivundile. Uma ningakunika indawo encane ngizonifundisa ukuthi nitshale kanjani kuphele indlala.
And I said to them, look, I'm 84 years old. Nevertheless, I would like you to give me some land and I can show you that you're actually living in paradise, and I'll show you what you're able to do here that hunger and famine will come to an end.
Impela ngiswele imlomo ukusho ukuthi bangimukela ngandlelani kahle kabi ngathi kuzophela indlala.
Words fail me to say how they received me, how they welcomed me. And I said, look, if you give me the opportunity, I'll show you what you can do with this land of yours, and all famine will come to an end here in this area.
Bazalwane, ngiswele imlomo ukumchazela indlela abasimukela ngayo.
Brethren, words fail me to describe to you how they welcomed and received me. It's the first time that people welcomed me with so warmly. even though I'm already 84 years old.
Ngathi ngihlale phezu kwengcebo, ihlane lingcebo, ngithanda ukunifundisa, nginikhombise ukuba ningenze njani kuba le ndawo ibe iparadise.
I said, you're sitting on top of a treasure here. This desert land, it's a treasure. And I'll show you what you'll be able to do here.
Bamkela abanye bathi ke uyithola indawo la. Mina omunye wathi ku 5 years ngicela indawo encane abanginiki.
And somebody else had said to me, look, forget it. You won't ever get any land here. I've been trying for 5 years and you don't get land from these authorities.
Kodwa ngibona uNkulunkulu kuphela.
But I only see God in this.
Uma sesise kopeletrini ngithi sekuno 84. Khumbula umuntu ono 60 aka sakwazi ukuthola into.
When we met with the authorities, I was open about my age. I said, I'm 84 years old, and they're according to their law and tradition, anybody older than the age of 60 can no longer buy land.
Ngicela indawo encane nje ngitshale nibone ukuthi le ndawo iparadise.
And I said, just give me a small piece of land and I'll show you this is actually paradise.
Hayi ukuthi bakholiwe. Kodwa ngalisebenzisa neBhayibheli. Not that they Christians,
yes,
as we are, but they still accepted me, telling them that I'm 84. Is it 84?
Yes.
Ngiyabonga ukuba khona la nani nginxoxele ngamandla kaNkulunkulu esawabonayo le kude eNamibia.
I'm thankful I can share with you about the power of God we saw demonstrated there in Namibia.
Ngathi nakhe eparadisi kodwa nazi nithi kuyihlane. Kodwa leli hlane njengokusho kweBhayibheli lizokhahlela njengembali.
They there in the desert, but according to God's word, the desert and the parched land will burst into bloom.
Anazi ukuthi bangimukela ngandlelani.
You don't know how they welcome me.
Yaqala ukuba abantu bangimukele ngaleyo ndlela.
It's as if it's the first time people ever welcomed me so well. Yebo
ukuthi ngabatshela ukuthi ngino 84.
Even though I told them I'm already 84.
Ngiyabonga ke ukuthi ngibe khona la namhlanje nginxoxele ngohambo lwethu kulelozwe elihlane njengokuba nifunde. Isaiah 35.
And I'm so glad I can share with you today about our trip there to that desert land in accordance with this word in Isaiah
35.
And I said, just give me a small piece of land and I'll demonstrate to you how well things will be able to grow here.
Ngiyehluleka ukuchaza ukuthi bangimukele kandlelani. Uzwile uma over 60 abasakumukele. Ngabatshela ukuthi sengino 84. Kodwa ngithanda ukunifundisa ukuba leli hlane lenu libe njengengadi.
I failed to describe to you how they welcomed me and received me. Although even there, according to their tradition and laws, if you're over the age of 60, you're old, you can't do anything, but nevertheless, they welcome you with open arms.
Sahlangana ekopolitrini, e-ovisi nlapo, beyisithupha, abaphethe leso sikhothi sakhona.
So we met there at their regional offices, those who are the authorities of that district.
Indlela bengimukela ngayo, ngingathi uNkulunkulu yena yedwa.
The way that they welcome me and receive me, I can only give God the honor.
Njengokuba ngasho kinina, fundani Isaiah 35. Niguqile. Nimdedele uNkulunkulu akhulume nani.
As I said to you, go on to your knees, read Isaiah 35, and allow God to speak to you.
sahlangana kwakho polejini i office lakhona ngathi ngingumuntu oseno 84 kodwa ngifikile ukuba leli hlane lenu liphenduke libe ingathi.
I said to them in their offices, I'm already 84 years old, but I've come to show you how this desert can be changed into a garden.
Nabantu bala abalambile kuphela ukulamba.
And people who are here, who don't have food, who are hungry, that hunger can come to an end.
Angakwazi ukungichazela bangumukele ngandlelani bangasho laba ababehambe nami omalume.
I cannot describe to you. Words fail me. Maybe others can do it better. Dietmar and others that went with us.
Indlela bengimukela ngayo ngingathi kuqala nga emhlabeni ukuthi abantu bangimukele ngaleyo ndlela.
The way they received and honored me when I came, it was for the first time ever that people welcomed me so well.
Ngathi ngifuna ukuthi nginifundise ukuthi ihlane lingaguqulwa kanjani libe njengengadi.
And I said, I want to show you and teach you how this garden, how this desert can change into a garden.
Ningabuzo malume babekhona.
You can ask Dietmar and the others who are there.
Basimukela ngenye indlela.
They really welcomed us and received us.
No, 84.
Even though I'm 84 years old.
Bathi ucela indawo engakanani.
They said, how much land would you want?
Ngathi indawo nje ukuba nginifundise ukuba ihlane liqhakaze njengembali.
So just a piece of land that I can show you how this desert can bloom and change into a garden.
Bathi ufuna indawo engakanani.
And they said, how much land?
Ngithi ngicela indawo engamaege angamakhulu ayisihlanu.
And then I said 500,000 or 500 hectares.
Indawo enkulu leyo la kugcina khona amehlo akho.
That's as far as your eyes can see.
Angikwazi ukulanda konke ngingathatha isikhathi esikhulu. Kodwa kuyaqala ukuthi abantu bangimukele ngale ndlela.
Now, I cannot tell you any much more. Time will run out, but they really received us so well.
Ngiyajabula ke ukuthi ngibe la namhlanje. Ngikwazi ukunivezela okuncane nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu wasebenza kangakanani.
And I'm so glad I could be with you today just to share with you a little bit of what God is doing.
Bathi ucela indawo engakanani.
They asked, how much land would you like?
Ngithi ngicela amaege angamakhulu ayisihlanu.
I said I would like 500 acres.
Indlela bengimukela ngayo anazi.
I cannot describe to you really how they received me.
Ngiyaqala. Bathi kulungile sokunika. Kanti ngithi 84 umuntu ugcina ku 60 le. Uma uno 60 awusakwazi ukuthenga into, awusakwazi ukuthola into, uzofanele ukuthi ikhulume ngegama lengane yakho.
And over there, if you're over 60 years, you cannot own property anymore, buy property, and then you've got to speak to your child that maybe it's in your child's name.
Kodwa ngiyabonga ukuthi ngikwazi ukuba khona la omalume bakhona.
I'm glad I can be with you. Dietmar and them are here as well, and they can also relate to you how they received us.
Basinike indawo la kugcina khona amehlo. Bathi uma incane sonika sokunika enye futhi.
They gave us a piece of land. It's as big as far as your eyes can see, and they said if that's too small, we'll give you some extra land.
Sambona uNkulunkulu esebenza.
So we saw God at work.
Ngibamemile ukuba bafike.
I invited them to come.
Laba baphethelelozwe.
Those who are the authorities there.
Ngithanda ukuthi nifike, nizobona la ngihleli khona, Nabanteng selinabo nginvezele.
And I said, come and see where I come from, where I stay, and the people where I live.
Bazalwane kuyaqala nga ukuba bante engingabaziyo bangumukele ngaleyo ndlela.
Brethren, it's the first time that people that I don't know from a bar of soap that they welcome me so well.
Bathi kulungile.
They said it's fine.
Banginike indawo esuka la la kugcina khona amehlo akho.
So they gave me a piece of land. It's from here and as far as your eyes can see.
All around. Ngiyaqala nga, ngiyabonga ukuthi ngibe la, ngikwazi ukuxoxela ngoNkulunkulu owaba nathi, wasebenza, ningaya nakumalume, nalabo ababe nami banxoxele.
So I thank God for his working and for what he's doing, and that I could share it with you. And you can also go to Dietmar and others that were with us, and they'll also tell you.
Yajabula ke ukuthi ngikwazi ukuba khona la, nginxoxele ngabo, abayisithupha abaphethe leso sigodi, uma inkosi ivuma bazofika, babe nathi, ngathi wozani, nibone la ngihleli khona, nibone endlini yami, nize nibone nabantu engihleli nabo.
And so I'm glad that I could share with you concerning them. I invited them to come here, those authorities, and I said, come and see where I stay, come and see my house, and come and see the people with whom I live.
Basimukela ngenye indlela, mayivuma inkosi bazofika, nibabone, nabo bathanda ukubona nina ukuthi ninhloboni.
They received us so well, and God willing, they will be coming. And they'll also come to see you, what kind of people you are.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi ngibe la, ningabuza komalume, nalaba babehamba nami, ukuthi banixoxele ukuthi indawo leya khona injani.
So I'm so thankful you can speak to Dietmar and them as well, and they can relate to you also what we experienced and what kind of a place that is.
My vumi nkosi abayisithupha abaphethe leso sigodi bazofika bangivakashele babone la ngihleli khona nabantu enginabo banhloboni nengane zami zinjani. Ningabuza komalume ababe nami banixoxele.
So the Lord willing, those six regional authorities will come here. They'll see where I come from, who the people are and what the people are like that I live with, and also my children. And Dietmar can also relate more to you about it.
My vumi nkosi bazofika eduze nje, balindela ama-passport abo, bathi indawo oyifunayo ingakanani.
So the Lord willing, they will come soon. They just get waiting for their passports to be ready. But at that time, they asked me, how much land do you want?
Ngathi ngicela amahekta awu 500 ukuba leli hlane liphenduke libe ingadi.
I said 500 hectares to show you how the desert can change into bloom.
Mayivumi inkosi bazofika kulezi insuku bathanda ukubona la ngihleli khona nendlu yami nabantu enginabo.
So the Lord willing, they'll come soon to come and see where I come from, how I live, who the people are that are with me, and the Lord willing, you'll see them too.
Ngiyabonga ukuba la, ngikwazi ukuxoxela ukuthi uNkulunkulu umkhulu kangakanani, usebenze kanjani.
I'm glad that I could be with you, to share with you how God can work, how great he is, and how mighty his working is. The Lord willing, they'll come soon.
Bazalwane, ngiyabonga ukuthi ngibela. Ngathi anofundo Isaiah 35, ngethemba ukuthi nikwenzile nokuthi uNkulunkulu ukhulumile nani.
Brethren, I'm glad I could be with you. I had said to you, go and read Isaiah 35. I trust that you did that and that God spoke to you.
Ngithanda ukuthinta ngamafushane nje. Ivesi lika 8. Kuya kuba khona umendo nendlela eyakuthiwa indlela yobungcwele. Ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo. Kepha iyakuba ngeyabantu bakhe abahamba ngayo. Noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka khona.
I just would like to touch briefly on verse 8. And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. And the simple will not stray from it.
Omunye wathi awitholi indawo la. Mina sengicela iminyaka elisihlanu ukuthola indawo encane kodwa ngayitholi kuze kube namhlanje.
Somebody else said, you can't get land here. I've been trying for 5 years. Until now, I haven't got it.
Uma udlule ku 60 years, awunalo ilungelo khona.
After 60 years, if you're older than that, you've got no rights there anymore.
Kodwa ukuze ngintshela ngamandla kaNkulunkulu, ngathi sengino 84. Indawo engiyicelayo, amahekte ayizinkulungwane ezisihlanu.
And so, the way that I am, what I'd like to share with you is about the power of God, that even at the age of 84 years old, they accepted me and they gave me that piece of land.
Ukuba ihlane lenu liphenduke libe njengengadi.
So that your desert may change into a garden.
But indawo oyicela ingakanani?
They said, how much land would you want?
Ngathi 500,000 hectares.
So I gave the number. It's a big piece of land. Lord willing, they will come. They gave me some land.
And now
they'd like to see where I come from and what the people are like where I come from. God works far exceedingly beyond what we can ask or think.
Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngevesi encane njengamafushane sengizoyivala inkonzo.
And then just briefly about this verse and then I'll close the service.
Isaiah 35 ngingakahambi ngathi ngiyacela ukuthi nifunde abakwazi ukuya emadolweni bayifunde ku Isaiah 35.
I had said to you before I left that go onto your knees and read Isaiah 35.
Basimukele kahle kabi.
So they received us so well.
Ngingaxoxela lizo lishona ilanga kodwa ngithanda ukwenza. So ngiyayivala inkonzo.
I can tell you until the sun sets, but I don't want to do that. I'm going to close the service just now.
Basiphile indawo.
They gave us some land.
Manje ezwini kuthwa kuzoba khona umendo. Indlela eyakuthiwa indlela yobungcwele. Ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo. Kepha iyakuba ngeyabantu bakhe abahamba ngayo. Noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka kuyo.
This word says, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. The simple will not stray from it.
Uma kuvuma inkosi bazofika abayisithupha abaphethe leyo ndawo bangabantu abantsundu.
The Lord willing, those six members of that authority will come here. They are black people.
Ngathabeze babone la ngihleli khona nabantu engihleli nabo babone
I said, come and see where I come from and the people where I come from, and come and see God's working.
Ngintshele ivese ngithanda ukukhuluma ngalo kuya kuba khona umendo verse 8 nendlela eyakuthiwa indlela yobungcwele ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo kepha iyakuba ngeyabantu bakaNkulunkulu abahamba ngayo noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka kuyo.
I'm glad that I could be with you and share this verse with you. Verse 8, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way, and the simple will not stray from it.
Ngiyabonga ukuba lapha kathi kwenu. Ngifuna ukukhuluma kafushane nje.
I'm glad I could be with you, and I just want to speak shortly.
Ngizojabula uma sebephakathi kwethu bafuna ukubona la ngihleli khona nabantu engihleli nabo.
I'll be so glad when those people arrive here and they can be and see us and see you.
Mayivume iNkosi bazofika eduze.
The Lord willing, they'll come soon.
Sengiyaqina.
Now I'm ending.
Angifuna ukunweba. Senkathele umuntu onwebayo. Nibaxolela abamhlophe. Abamhlophe abakwazi ukuphinda into. Abafana abantsundu.
So I don't want to stretch it out. People get tired of that, and please just excuse the whites. They cannot bear it if somebody repeats something over and over.
Izwi lithi kuyaba khona indlela. Yobungwele ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo.
The Bible says that this way will be called the way of holiness, and the unclean will not journey on it.
Ngifikile ukuze ngixoxele ngamafushane ngokusebenza kukaNkulunkulu.
I came to share with you briefly about the working of God.
Bese ngigcineke ngendlela.
And then I end here with this holy way of God. Friends, God's way is a holy way, and the unclean will not walk on it. Are you walking on that way of God? It says the unclean will not journey on it. Because it's a highway of holiness. Now I'm closing. I'm going to end the service. I can continue speaking until the sun sets concerning God's power. But I've got a question. I gave you
homework.
I said, go and read Isaiah 35 on your knees. Did you do that? And did God speak to you through it or not? Do I need to repeat that message again? Friends, it is called the way of holiness. It's a highway of God. Are you walking on that way? God's way of holiness.
Nati hambani emakhaya emadolweni nifunde Isaiah 35 nibone ukuthi impilo yenu inhloboni.
I said, go home, go on your knees, read this chapter and look at your lives and see what your lives are like.
Uma inkosi ivuma bazosivakashela kulezi insuku.
If the Lord wills, they are going to be visiting us these days.
Natabeze babone lang hleli khona nabantu nginabo.
I said, come and visit and see where I come from and the people where I stay.
Bathikulungile bazofika.
And they said, fine, they will come.
Mayivume inkosi bazofika eduze.
And the Lord willing, they'll come soon.
Nifundile uIsaya 35. Nisemadolweni. Nayihlolisisa ukuthi leso sihlahluko siqondene yini nani.
Did you go on your knees? Did you read this chapter? Did you see whether this chapter pertains to your life?
Uma ningakwenzanga, ngiyaceleka, cela ukuthi nikwenze manje.
And if you haven't done that yet, then I ask you, go and do it now.
Ngiyabonga ukuba phakathi kwenu.
I'm so glad I could be with you.
Ngibonile uNkulunkulu namandla akhe kwelikude.
I saw God at work in His power there in a far country.
Ngabamema bezela ukuthi babone umsebenzi wenkosi, babone nani.
I invited them to come and see the work of the Lord and see you as well.
Ngiyaqala ukumbona uNkulunkulu esebenza ngalendlela.
I see God at work for the first time like this.
Kusho ukuthi ongayifundanga Isaiah 35, ngiyacela ukuthi akwenze namuhla.
The one who hasn't yet read Isaiah 35, do it today on your knees.
Ngendawo kaNkulunkulu engcwele ngcwele.
And concerning that holy place of God, there where the unclean dare not walk.
Ngethemba ukuthi nikuzwile nakwenza futhi nisemadolweni nifunde Isaiah 35.
I trust you did go and do that and you read Isaiah 35 on your knees.
Nizothola indlela engcwele ephakeme kaNkulunkulu ongcolileyo ngeke ahambe ngayo.
And you read there about the highway of God, the way of holiness, where the unclean will not journey on it.
Ngethemba ukuthi nakwenza.
I trust that you did that.
Nokuthi nihamba ngayo leyo ndlela.
And that you are walking on that way.
Sengiyagcina, sengiyavala.
Now I'm ending, I'm closing.
Kuthiwa khona indlela yobungcwele.
It is said,
ongcolileyo akatholi indawo khona.
There is a way of holiness. The unclean do not find a place in.
Nina niyayihamba leyo ndlela.
Are you walking on that way?
Uma ningakahambi, ngiyancenga ukuthi ngiqale namhlanje.
And if you haven't yet started walking on that way, start today. I plead with you.
Mayivume inkosi bazofika bazonibona, babona abantu abayihamba indlela kaNkulunkulu engcwele ngcwele.
The Lord willing, they are going to come, and may they see people who are walking on this highway of holiness of God.
Ngiyabonga ukuba uNkulunkulu angigcine. Ngibe khona namhlanje ngikwazi ukuthinta le ndaba ngethemba ukuthi nonke nikuyo uma ningekho kulengcwele kulendlela ephakeme indawo engcwele kaNkulunkulu ngiyacela ukuba qale namhlanje.
I thank God I could be here with you, I could share this with you, and that you are on that highway of holiness, and if you don't find yourself on it, then by God's grace, start today. Let's bow our heads and pray.
Nkosi ngiyacela ukuthi bonke abala batholakale besendleleni yakho engcwele ngcwele.
Lord, I pray that each and every one here may be found on that highway of
batholakale khona ungcolileyo.
Where the unclean will not be found.
Sebenza ke Nkulunkulu.
Work,
O
God. May there not be one person in our midst who is not on that way. And if there's anyone not on that way, that person will repent right now and get onto that way.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
I'd
be so glad if your people are here and do that which you've heard.